File 5, Listening 2. 1.
Today, we're doing a survey about what people think of their town. Hello, Jim. What do you think of your town?
Well, when I first came here in 1990, it was very safe. But now, I feel anxious. There are just too many frustrated young people in the town. I think it's too dangerous now, especially for older people.
Oh, that's not good, Jim. Thanks for your call.
2.
Next, we have Sandra. Hi, Sandra. What do you think of your town?
It's a beautiful town with a museum, an old church, and traditional stores. I know culture's important, but for me, it isn't interesting. I think tourists enjoy these things more. So it's interesting for them, but too boring for me.
Oh, I see. What about that lovely market I've heard about?
The market? Oh, that's for tourists, too. It's so boring.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra.
3.
Now we have Dave. What's your town like, Dave?
Well, there are old buildings everywhere. I'd prefer to live in a big, modern city. I'm 18, and this town just isn't modern enough for me. And the people here don't change either. They're as traditional as their parents.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks for calling, Dave.
4.
Hello, Jess. What do you think of your town?
Well, it's pretty small. I think it has a population of about 350. And it's famous for nothing. It's a really quiet place, actually. Most people like living somewhere quiet, but this town isn't noisy enough for me. I'd like to live in a town where there's nightlife or a shopping mall. You know, somewhere noisy to go.
I see. Okay, Jess. Thank you for your call.
5.
And now it's Simon. Do you like your town, Simon?
No. I'm sorry to say I don't.
Oh, why is that?
Well, getting to work is a nightmare. On the roads in the morning, the average speed is about 30 miles an hour. It's just too crowded. There aren't enough buses for all the people who are going to work. We have to use our cars, so we all spend more time sitting in traffic than driving.
Yes, I understand, Simon. Well, thank you. And that's all we have time for today.